5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us from National Review is our good friend Jim Garrity. Jim, good morning. Thanks,
Brian,
for being
good
here.
Good morning. Always great to be here.
And joining us on the line, Ken Cuccinelli, president of the Senate Conservatives Fund, and of course a former attorney general in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm well, Brian. How are you?
Well, yesterday, last night, the appeals court sent down its ruling and basically said that they would not take away the block on the president's executive order. Where do we stand? I mean, the president tweeted out, "I'll see you in court." I guess the question for people who are legal analysts this morning is, which court?
Which court, right. Well, they have several options. And one of the challenges, one of the reasons it was difficult for the government to win yesterday, and of course they lost yesterday, was that because they asked for an emergency stay of the district judge's restraining order, very high burdens of proof were on the government. They had to prove a likelihood of success, for instance. That burden flipped to the government. And this is all with almost no evidence in the record. So they chose to do the emergency route rather than essentially wait it out a week or two and try the case more fully in front of the district court. And particularly given the weight that the judges in oral argument seemed to put on the allegations, and they were really weak allegations, that the president was just trying to discriminate against Muslims, despite the fact that in addition to the kind of statements they used from his campaign, he also said things like terrorists and specified particular types of terrorists, Islamic terrorists and so forth. He used much more specific language, none of it designed for court or for governing, but for campaigning. And I think that what their choices are now are to try to take it immediately to the Supreme Court, where unfortunately they have the same sorts of burdens of proof. And it's a very difficult path in terms of their prospects for success that way, rather than going back to the district court, slugging it out. But they do have a third alternative. And the third alternative, which I hope they would do, is pull the executive order and replace it with five or six more discrete executive orders, now that they've seen, frankly, the worst challenges in the courts they can see. They can categorize each group addressed by the court and achieve 99%+ of what the president wants to achieve in a virtually unreviewable fashion if they rewrite the order and make it into five or six smaller orders.
That sounds pretty appealing from the way you're describing it, Mr. Cuccinelli. I want to turn to our home state of Virginia here, or at least my home state and yours. There's obviously a gubernatorial race coming up this year, and I was really intrigued. Carly Fiorina, former presidential candidate, apparently considering a Senate run in Virginia, chair of the Senate Conservatives Fund. What do you think of that? And also kind of curious, obviously you've had some experience running in Virginia. Any chance we could get you to throw your hat in the ring again? Or are you happy on the sidelines?
I am happy on the sidelines after 12 years as a conservative from Northern Virginia, a very very difficult thing to be. I was covered by the Endangered Species Act in that regard. It is nice to have a family break. I found out yesterday that I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations.
There you go. So, you know, there's all this sorts of family stuff I get to wallow in now. But I'm still obviously interested as the president of the Senate Conservatives Fund and so forth. And I got to know Carly last year when I was working with Ted Cruz's presidential campaign. She's a very engaging lady, very intelligent, very energetic. You know, she would be a formidable candidate. Of course, most people in Virginia didn't realize she lived in Virginia. She's lived in Virginia for a few years now, since shortly after her run for the Senate in California. So her biggest challenge would simply be to get around to the rest of the state that doesn't know her, the Northern Virginia business community being perhaps the exception, to introduce herself. And that's a grueling undertaking. You know, we have over 130 counties and cities where, with Republicans in each, it'll be a primary, so she's going to have to introduce herself pretty widely. And like a lot of other states, Virginia activists like to get to know the candidates who are asking for their support. Mm-hmm. So she's going to have to hit the road pretty soon, although I noticed her comment said, well, you know, we don't need to decide pretty too soon.
Well,
I don't agree with that necessarily, but when you've also got other names floating around, like Laura Ingraham, who is pretty exciting to a lot of conservative activists, Virginia may be a lot more exciting than people thought next year.
Well, hold on a minute. I don't think I heard an answer to Jim's question, because it was a very good analysis, and I agree. But, I mean, you say it's important that the voters know the candidate. I think the voters of Virginia know Ken Cuccinelli. So,
let me be more direct about that, Brian. You high-pressure journalist, you. I am not running in 2017 or 2018. I am continuing to be the dad and apparently the granddad, and helping others, you know, change America by changing who's in Washington. That's what we do at the Senate Conservatives Fund. And obviously from an SCF perspective, I don't favor or disfavor my home state of Virginia, but I have a lot of interest in what goes on here. So I will not be a candidate in 17 or 18. We'll see beyond that. Doesn't mean I'll even do it beyond that. But for now, I'm going to stay on the sidelines. I'm going to practice gun law with my Second Amendment law firm and help Senate Conservatives Fund recruit conservative candidates to change the way the Senate operates and try to get back to the first principles of this country. Because as we saw under Bush, with the House and Senate under Republicans and a Republican president, all those things don't necessarily mean smaller government.
Yeah, you're right.
We've had a good start with President Trump, particularly declaring he'll shrink the regulatory power of government. Now it's on to actually implementing that and trying to push senators in particular to support that effort.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Ken Cuccinelli, it's a pleasure to have you, former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. It's now 7:44.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.